Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. I would say good morning, but I've been having so many technical difficulties, I'm not even sure it's morning. But it doesn't matter, because coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. Containing 50 million rounds of ammunition, always constantly kept in stock. 80 years of ammunition purveying experience between the principals. They know how to continue the chain. It's always coming in. It's always going out. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're gonna take a little different twist today. I've often looked at cross-training, not cross-fit, okay? Cross-training. How can you incorporate something from somewhere else and make that work with what you're trying to do? I have a background in the martial arts, and hand speed when presenting a gun in a gunfight, I've always thought is sort of important. So we're going to talk with Jeet Kune Do Master Jason Coral about developing hand speed. And he's a gun guy, too. So, I mean... We're also going to talk about things about where the fight starts, how close it can be, what, you know, get an idea of what you can do to try to increase your survivability quotient. That all coming up second hour. Right now, the culture war for the gun controllers is going down the tubes, and they can't acknowledge why that's happening, which is pretty funny. I think that's pretty funny. Todd Frankel is one of the Washington Post reporters covering Second Amendment issues, and he's a nice enough guy if you want to talk with him over the phone, but he suffers from the same delusions about how the public perceives the struggle between gun rights and the media in general and in gun control groups themselves. And, and this is all coming from inside the Beltway. And this is painfully evident in his latest little ditty in the Washington Post. Support for gun control isn't dead, new poll shows. It just matters how you frame the question. This is all based upon studies run by the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, a school financed and dedicated to supporting the gun control policy of New York's bitter billionaire, Michael Bloomberg. And his tyrannical quest to disarm the American people. Bloomberg's School of Gun Control Propaganda, which is what it should be called if there was a truth in labeling law applied, has continued to run polls in hopes of finding public support for gun control, and this is becoming the tough challenge to everything. So they've discovered they can't get the polls to provide them with the questions or the answers they want, then they need to change the polling questions. So they went back. They went back and asked the same questions earlier this year. And once again, the poll found strong support among both gun owners and non-owners for limits on who can possess firearms and how they are sold. This suggests America still supports at relatively high levels a range of policies, said Colleen Berry, associate professor and the study's lead author. These results were published in the Preventative Medicine Journal. Berry said it boils down to how the question is asked. The Pew poll pitted gun rights versus gun control, asking respondents which one they thought was more important. Pick one. The results appeared to show that America has lost faith in gun control. But if you drill down to specific policies, Barry says, you'll find a broad base of support. Like, for example, the Hopkins 2015 study found large majorities favored gun regulations that are stronger than those currently seen in federal or most state laws. Where? How? Who says? For example, support for background checks for all gun sales stood above 80% for both gun owners and non-gun owners. And that's because the way that question is asked is they're making it sound like either they aren't there or maybe they're going to be taken away. I don't know which one it is because they're already there. Why would you ask a question about do you want background checks when you've already got background checks, when you've had background checks for 20-some-odd years? And even where support dropped between 2013 and 2015, clear majorities remained. People who supported an assault weapons ban fell from 69% to 63%. Banning large-capacity ammunition magazines went from 68.4 to 59.9. The big picture shows Americans support these policies, Barry said. They just don't support gun control in the abstract. Now, if you're going to go to a source that is a gun control source, this is the way gun control sources work. They lie. So when you're being presented with data, it's lying data. It's not accurate data. So, and this is where the disconnect comes. This is where Frankel's disconnect comes. This is where the John Hopkins people, they're not disconnected. They just want the money to continue. They're just prostitutes. Frankel's conclusions about the study revealed is a 180-degree veer off from the actual reality. Those policies, from background checks to assault weapon bans to magazine restrictions, are the abstract ideas and concepts. We've been there. People know this. People know this, and a lot of people know we've had an assault weapons ban. They know it had no discernible effect on crime. Magazines, they know that doesn't matter. Magazine capacity is not a big issue. Where these ideas, concepts continually fail in the real world is when they're forced to go around the fuzzy feel-good concept into actual language and legislation, and the people get to see the details and the concrete liberties that would be lost for vague promises of safety that have never materialized when a gun control bill passes. They don't have assault weapons in Baltimore. Look how good that's working out. You know, the whole assault weapon thing, that was designed to be scary. For me, an assault weapon is based on a case-by-case basis. If I snatch one of my computer monitors here and hit you in the face with it, that's an assault weapon. One of the mic stands, that's an assault weapon. I can make an assault weapon out of this ink pen right here. I can make an assault weapon out of this ink pen. An assault weapon, there are assault rifles, and these are rifles that have fully automatic selective fire capability, not what we get to carry around in here in the civilian world, which is, you know, not the same. Round capacity, that's the thing. That's the same thing, essentially. Gun control has vague support as a feel-good concept, but it isn't viable when the citizenry is educated about the role and importance of firearms in maintaining liberty and the personal defense. Objective analysis on the pros and cons of the gun's rights versus gun control always favors rights. And that's the truism of the gun rights battlefield. And perhaps this is why the gun control supporters will never acknowledge that these realities exist. People like Frankel, who actually believe that less guns and gun restrictions and everything would have an effect on crime, have never been where these policies are in place. Never been beyond the protected areas where the beautiful people hang out. Never been where the regular folks are. Go check that out there, Frankel. Go check out any part of inner city New York or Baltimore or Chicago. Go check that out, if you will. And then maybe you'll get a discernible idea about what's going on. Until then, I guess you'll just have to keep on scratching your head. Keep on scratching. I'm sure that they sit around on a daily basis going, why don't they listen to us no more? They used to listen to us. They don't listen to us no more. That's because you did get listened to, and it turned out to be false. Thank you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Bill was overpowering me there. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, ammunitiondepot.com. I'm just rattled. Hang on a minute. Let me take a moment to get myself together here. Done. This portion of the show brought to you in part by ammunitiondepot.com. If it's on the website, it means it's in stock. If it's in stock, look to your left, see what the crazy price is, and order away. And it will be with you very shortly, because it's a continuous chain of life occurring at ammunitiondepot.com. It's coming in. It's going out. It's just like the way water cycles itself. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. I guess I was, you know, when the Republicans took control of the Senate, I never sat back and said, okay, this is it. This is where we reclaim the country. And I never thought that, not one moment, not one second. Except, apparently I did a little bit, because I thought that by now, Operation Choke Point would have been choked out. I thought they would have put it in a bare naked chokehold and killed it by now. It's June, and they're still talking about it. One of the things about politicians that stun me, like McConnell, like Boehner, is this idea when they get in control, after they've been savaged and vilified and demonized, that they have to be civil. No, they don't. They can defund everything in this government. This government, if they defunded this government altogether, except for the military, and except for some things that, you know, just got to be done, we would be fine. We wouldn't even know it was going on. We, and most of us, couldn't care less, to be honest with you. But this is just me giving into my libertarian anarchist sort of mode sometimes I go into. The Senate Banking Committee recently approved an amendment for a regulatory relief bill that would prohibit agencies, including the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, from participating in the secretly hatched Justice Department initiative. I got a better idea. Roll in there. Send a couple of your people, a couple of staffers, your big burly staffers, send them in to the FDIC and say, here's the deal. Yes, your president is in charge of everything at the end of the day, but we're the guys with the checkbook. And guess what? We're pulling your funding unless you stop this right now. Right now! Not get out there and do study, not get out there and do some committee things and have hearings. Get out there and stop it. Okay? For those of you who don't know what Operation Choke Point is, this was directed by the feds to pressure banks and credit card processors and other financial companies to cut ties with 24 types of businesses that the Obama administration doesn't like, primarily the firearms industry. Firearms industry and the ammunition industry is lumped in there with check cashing, online investments, gambling, prostitution, triple X-rated websites. It's just, you know, all those bad websites got in the industry. Who would have thunk it? The plan was to choke the industry. And the choke point is, of course, finance. Nobody's in the business unless they're trying to make money. And, pawn shops, tobacco retailers, knock them out of the economy by labeling them as high risk for consumer fraud and illegal activity. In other words, this is the same thing as AB 1014, in California, the gun violence restraining order, you might do gun violence, so we're going to keep you from ever doing it, even though you haven't done it yet. So they were going after these guys in preemptive strikes. More Minority Report, if you will. Senator Mike Crapo from Idaho said it's aimed at perfectly legal and lawful businesses, not because they have committed any fraud, not because they are going to commit any fraud, but because they are objectionable to the Department of Justice. Which the Department of Justice is supposed to function just like the military. You know how the military is supposed to function? The military is supposed to function where your people in the military train to kill somebody. And they're just waiting for you to point them out. And then if it comes to that point where you have to point somebody out, you point them out, you send them over there, you've pointed them out, they do their job, you pull them back in. The Department of Justice is only supposed to do things when laws have been broken. They are the top cops. But that's not the way it works, of course. I'm just being wishful. I'm just being trying to be practical here. Just like the IRS, they've been weaponized. It started with McMillan, USA, and it has gone on to individual gun shops. It has gone on to online gun shops. And they'll get out there and they'll slam you. They'll take it. They'll either close your checking account to where you can't do any business, or they'll do something to where you just can't do business, you can't process credit cards, freeze your money, you got to go out there, you got to find something else. Sometimes, you might be talking 5-10 days of not being able to do any business. Some companies can't last that long. They effectively shut them down. What's worse, that these businesses targeted under the scheme never got the chance to make their case in a court of law. No due process, just like AB 1014. See how gun control works? No due process for you, just like the soup Nazi. If they want to cut off terrorists and drug dealers and con artists from the banking system, it should be using the regulatory tools already at their disposal. They don't need a secret program. They don't need a secret program. They don't need these weaselly backdoor methods to shut down businesses presupposed as guilty just because they don't like them. Thankfully, Eric Holder is gone. Unfortunately, we have now Loretta Lynch, who is Eric Holder in a skirt. And here's what I would like to see the next president promise to do. Whichever one would actually promise to do this, and I could believe, which is not going to be anybody from the Democrats, but whichever one would actually promise to do this that I could believe, I would very seriously look at supporting them. The next president should make a priority out of depoliticizing the federal government at a top priority. All of his executive branch services, IRS, Department of Justice, all these law enforcement agencies, they don't need to be used as weapons against political opponents and things they don't like. This is not what the government is supposed to be. They're very slowly shoving us in a direction where we're going to begin to believe that we don't have any means of peaceful revolution a la the ballot box, and we're going to believe that, you know, maybe something a little more stringent is going to be needed, and then what? What are they going to do then? Well, they're going to run. They're going to hide. They're going to cry. They're going to lose. They are going to lose if that happens. Hopefully, Senator Crapo's amendment will make Operation Choke Point one less thing for the next president to worry about. I can't believe they're only still talking about it, though. I am so disappointed. But that's what happens when you depend on people. You are opening yourself up for disappointment, especially when they're absolutely stupid politicians. Especially when that happens. Write that down. Do not love a politician. It just doesn't pay. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Thank God I got through all of that smoothly. Now I know I'm not rattled anymore. Ammunition Depot, you know, the craziest prices I've ever seen when they're running a special. And it doesn't matter. If you're looking for some, you know, I always advocate the exotic, frangible self-defense ammo. Crazy prices on that. But if you need 2,000 rounds, go take a class. Crazy prices on that. And the availability is there. And that is key to seeking ammo, is them actually having it to ship to you. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to the phones, Ben in Michigan. Yes, sir.
How you doing today, Bill?
I'm all right.
You know, I've been calling you, and we've been talking here and there. I told you about my little J-Helm going on here, you know, and now it's official. They announced it 2 days ago that J-Helm 15 military exercises will be conducted in St. Clair County. That ain't what I'm calling you about. Wait till you hear this one, Bill. Tuesday, they did the same J-Helm 15 operations in Flint, Michigan, okay? Now, They moved the schedule up, so people were unaware of this event taking place on Tuesday. They took live ammunition and put holes in the side of a junior high school, which was an old run-down high school that's been sitting there for quite a while, but still, nonetheless, it was in the city limits of Flint. They used live ammunition on it, dude, and blew holes in it.
Why
live ammunition? Don't we build these massive artificial cities where we can train our military for civilians don't get hurt, just in case one of them go off the way, because accidents do happen. We know this.
Well, what were they shooting it with? What type of weapon?
I don't know. You could Google this. Flint News Channel 5. They got a video, man. You should see these holes, because you probably know better than me what kind of gun that was that they used. These holes are massive, man. I mean, massive, going through that, them walls. Just...
Well, I mean, Here's the thing. As far as sometimes you would do something like that to test a weapon, but I'm pretty sure every weapon that's online, they test it and they do stuff like that at Aberdeen and other places where they can test it and test it without any restrictions whatsoever. Shooting a building is never the purview of the ground troop because you're not trying to kill buildings, you're trying to kill people, so...
I know why. It's a fortification, that's probably where some people be held up at, at the so-called terrorists, the patriots and freedom movement parties, them are the terrorists nowadays, there sure ain't no ISIS around where I live. They're everywhere anyway, don't get me wrong on that, but no, it's overkill, dude. Old people in the neighborhood thought they were going to have a heart attack because all of a sudden you see this boom, 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 and they didn't know what was going on, And this is in the city of Flint. Flint ain't no small little city either,
right,
by any means. But and here's another whole point, and I'm not racial profiling or anything, but Dearborn, Michigan got the highest population of Muslims in the United States of America.
Right.
How come we ain't doing no drills around them areas? Because we might hurt somebody's feelings.
Well, yeah. Recently, the Supreme Court backed a decision of somebody to wear a scarf because it was violating her First Amendment rights for her to do that. And they violate my Second Amendment rights all the time because I can walk in someplace and they'll say, you can't have your gun here. It's the same. But I mean, that's the precedent they set with this here recently, and that's the way I'm going to push it. But having said that, okay, if you're going to look for this government, or even the Republicans, if you're going to look for them to get out there and actually focus on the bad guys, you're wasting your time.
Well, we create wars, too, because wars generate money. It's all about that dollar anymore,
Yeah, but this kind of thing that's happening in the United States doesn't generate any money.
Yeah, well, I think it's overkill. I think it's... they should not. We got the militia. We got National Guards. That's always been my belief. Them are the two people that would.
Them. 20 of the states within the union have a completely divorced from the National Guard and all federal entities. They have their own state guard,
right,
which is completely under the control of the governor. And those, as far as a local, see, here's the thing about politicians. Okay, and I'm sure you already know this, but I'm just going to reinforce and corroborate your belief. Politicians want to believe they control something. So, the military, they believe they control the military. They believe, although they've never told the military to fire on American citizens. That's never been tested. They think they control me and you. But they've never pushed that to the edge. They continue probing, like with some of the stuff that's going on in St. Clair County there, but they've never pushed it as far until somebody snaps. And
They're
not going to sit back and say, well, we have the militia, so this is why ISIS will never attack. They're never going to do that. Don't ever wait for them to do that. Don't worry about them ever doing that. Everybody in the government sits in a place. One, they sit in a hub where all of the beautiful people hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be great targets for these terrorists. Two, they sit in hubs that are gun-free zones.
Right,
believing that they're safe.
Well, I believe, exactly what you're saying, that I trust my military more than I ever have, and then especially nowadays, than I do my government. And I do not believe that our soldiers, because they are my son, they are other people's sons and daughters.
Right, right.
No, they're not going to turn and shoot us, period, bottom line.
If you had been with me in the military when I was stateside in the 80s and seen some of the stuff that we did with the same sort of dissemination of information apparatus we have today, you would have sworn we were taking over the country. This is nothing new.
Right.
What's new is now we have more dissemination of information out there. Even if Jade Helm was a true precursor to taking over the country, they're good for about 2 or 3 days, and then the pushback comes, and then they're done. They're toast.
Yep.
And that's if everybody participates, and they won't.
Now, I'm going to make this clear. I will appreciate the military being on the street. Let's say a bank holiday come Monday and all chaos. It's and people, there's stupid people out there that are going to band together and do stupid things.
And yeah, well, I mean, just look at Baltimore. Nothing stopped until the National Guard took the street, even though they were unloaded.
Exactly. So when that they happens, maybe they're training for such event to take place to protect the normal Joe from such, you know, homegrown terror. We're not going to call them. We're just going to call them what they are. You know, they're going to be buttholes out there, you know. They're going to be people that are just thieves, crooks, and murderers. And then they're going to get together and they're going to say, hey, this is our opportunity to burn down this town and rob that store.
Right.
Get every bit of Jack Daniels we can out of it.
Oh.
You know? So, yeah, well, we're on the same page as that, Bill.
Don't let this stuff concern you, Ben, really. I mean, at any time in St. Clair, with everything you've told me about that happens that has happened in the past, and I'm about to run out of time, but everything that's happened, you guys, at any time, if they ever go too far, you guys will end them so quick it'll be pathetic because they are finite in number.
There you go.
The numbers just don't bear it out. If you're going to look at, if you want to put it on a Quicken spreadsheet or something, American people versus anti-gun government people, and just weigh them. The scales are way tipped in our balance. Don't be
concerned. They're tipping in the favor of us, the people.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, sir.
I appreciate you, Bill. Be good.
Yes, sir. Stay safe. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I've got a call to action for you. If you live in a certain area, I'm going to be calling you to action for some fun tomorrow. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7337 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Yep, you are absolutely right, old time. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet of absolute ammunition heaven. 20 different calibers in handgun, 22 in rifle. Shotgun ammunition as exotic as the Dragon's Breath, which is a crazy round. I don't even know why you'd want it, but it looks cool when you shoot it at night. This is all available at AmmunitionDepot.com with the craziest prices you've ever seen. Check them out. Okay. Where is this? This is going to be in the village of Riverdale, Illinois. Coming from the Illinois State Rifle Association, once again, anti-gun fanatic Friar Flegger and his merry band of gun grabbers plan to descend on Chuck's gun shop in an effort to get the shop to close down. Their latest effort involves a planned blockade of the shop on June 6, 2015, tomorrow, which demonstrators will prevent you from entering Chuck's to exercise your Second Amendment right. This is not, for those of you in anywhere near the village of Riverdale, this is not something that you should tolerate. Now, the owner of Chuck's gun shop in the village of Riverdale, John Riggio, in order to show his support for coming out to support him, if you're in the gun owner community, he's offering free range time available on Saturday, plus food and soft drinks and coffee, etc. You don't even have to go and shoot. You can go and just have lunch. The Brady campaign has applied for a permit for their protest from the village of Riverdale in order to keep the CCL holders from exercising their rights. Now, they've had two other protests at Chuck's before, but they did it without permits. If they do it with permits this time, this will mean that this is where concealed carry will be prohibited in the area of their permit. So they'll have to, you'll notice them because they'll be surrounded by orange plastic fencing demarking where their permitted activity is to take place. If you enter this area to engage the protesters, you should not be carrying a gun, just for your own protection, because they will exacerbate things as fast as they can. So, for everyone that's in this area, here's what you should do. I beg you, go do this. There is a link. Let me see. Well, Go to the Illinois State Rifle Association and check out all of their information on this. There's a link there where you can sign up to go. You need to be at Chuck's Gun Shop at 14310 South Indiana Avenue, Riverdale, Illinois. I'll say that again, 14310 South Indiana Avenue, Riverdale, Illinois, no later than 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, June 6th, to prepare to protect Chucks from the gun grabbers. Be sure and wear a T-shirt showing that you are a Second Amendment supporter. If you see members of the media on site, approach them, identify yourself as a law-abiding gun owner, and tell them that you reject the lies about Chuck's spread by Flegger and the gun control movement. Put this out there in your social media, in the internet blogs, the chat rooms, or social media to which you belong. Pass this alert along to your gun-owning friends and family members. Tell them to sign up with the gun grabbers and to attend the event to protect Chucks. No, just sign up and go protect Chucks. Don't worry about that typo. Go out there and engage these guys. Go out there and engage these guys. I wish I could get there. I would go. I wouldn't even, most likely nobody there has heard of me, but that's okay. I would go. You know, in the United States today, 37.5% of all homicides are unsolved. In Chicago of 2013, the number was 75% unsolved. Most homicides involve criminals killing other criminals. How many of those would be considered justifiable? That is something that we're never going to know. And clearly, some are. It is not hard to believe that someone with a criminal record would just walk away from a justifiable killing if he feared prosecution for gun possession or simply did not trust the police. You know, if you take into consideration these unknown possible justifiable homicides, this increases the number of justifiable homicides in the United States per year by about 60%. Instead of 3.7 or 3 to 7 times the number of the FBI numbers, we get 5 to 11 times the FBI reported figures. So, from the FBI Uniform Crime Report in 2012, there was 310 justifiable homicides reported by the FBI. So the actual number of justified homicides is likely between 1,500 and 3,000. And as many as 40% of those are unsolved homicides. Now, of all places in California, a court recognized this reality. A Humboldt County Superior Court judge last Wednesday granted the defense's motion to dismiss the murder charge against Benjamin Jasper Carter after the DA's office found that there was merit to Carter's self-defense argument. Let's see. Carter is accused of fatally shooting 36-year-old Redway resident Zachary Jacob Chapman with a shotgun in April 2014. Chapman's body was found west of Tubi Memorial Park off Kitmu Road in Garberville. After being on the run for several weeks, Carter was found in Arizona by the U.S. Marshals and returned to Humboldt County. He was accused of one count of murder and one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm. He pleaded not guilty to both charges. But it turned out that he was actually just defending himself. Isaac said the district attorney's office pursued the murder charge due to Carter attempting to hide the guns in Chapman's body. What they overlooked was the fact that Carter is on felony probation. When you look at it, he's a felon and has a gun and has just shot someone. You can see why he might want to hide that fact. Now, there are many people out there, and I might be one of them from time to time, that many would say good riddance to somebody like that, but, a felon is still a human being, and a felon still has a right to life and a right to defend that life. And in the case of somebody who's on felony probation, this means that he has paid a certain segment of his debt to society and it's been deemed okay to let him get out and walk around. Does he lose that right to defend himself just because he's on felony probation? Now, Benjamin Jasper Carty is likely going to go to prison for several years for possession of a firearm by a felon, but not for an unjustified homicide. So how many unsolved homicides are self-defense? That's, you know, we're never going to know that. This is just something, this is just another reality of life. Another stark reality of life. And that's too bad that we can't figure that out. That'd be nice to know. But the only way we would know that is if Big Brother really invades on us. And nobody wants that. Well, I don't want it anyway. I don't want it at all. I made the statement about the Supreme Court with their recent decision. They Samantha Aleph, the Equal Opportunity Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, filed a suit on her behalf because Abercrombie and Fitch didn't want her to wear a burqa or a hijab or whatever it is, and she won. But at the same time, you and I, we can go to a place. I don't know. And there can be a no guns allowed sign, and they can violate my Second Amendment rights. But by this precedent, this means that you can't do that now. You can't tell me I can't bring my gun in there. Oh, you can try, but I'm going to sue you if that happens. Coming up next, development of hand speed and what you need to do at the beginning of a fight. With Jeet Kune Do Master Jason Coral on a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.